pipe network on the way to the reservoir is breaking down. It's a 6-inch pipe. The reservoir is then running empty, and people are a prolonged period without water. There has been 16 bursts here since the last month of 2016. They were initially saying that there wasn't enough bursts to justify a replacement. I've put it to them that I wanted reinvestigated and reopened, and they have agreed to do so. They're going to look at it. This weekend, for example, in Fulcara, people without water most of the day on Saturday, and that's simply not acceptable. Business is running into tremendous difficulties because of the lack of infrastructure that's put in place by Irish Water. After investing multiples of millions on a water treatment plant, the network supplying the water is not up to scratch, and I have asked them to do everything within their powers to get that 2-kilometre stretch upgraded in the next number of months, at least get it onto a programme. They have advised me that they are going to investigate that.
How long do you expect it to be before you'll actually see proper work being done in terms of replacing the pipe that you believe needs replacing?
2 kilometres of pipe shouldn't take that long. The difficulty for us is to get it sanctioned. The local team there would have worked on behalf of the Council now for Irish Water, have done tremendous work, but they shouldn't have to be there replacing pipes, the same pipe network, each and every week and weekend. It is up to Irish Water to ensure that their pipe network is satisfactory. After the investment that they have made in the Ardsbeg treatment plant, it is incumbent upon them to ensure that the quality water that they are now ensuring is available when people turn on their taps.